get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golf is the language spoken right here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, and thanks for making what we do a part of your Super Bowl weekend. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the five-star Broadmoor Resort. We've got a five-star all-star lineup for you today. If you're a golfer, you probably play in a tournament or two or more during the course of the year, whether it be your club tournament, some kind of charity event, or even a fundraiser for your local high school golf team. That's what golfers do. Currently, there are nearly a million of these events that go on each year, and that number is growing. It's big business, and the Golf Tournament Association of America tracks what goes on in these golf tournaments and in the golf tournament industry. Why do golfers play in the events? What do they spend on average when they do play, even what sort of tournament gifts are most popular in these kind of events. And Phil Immordino from the Golf Tournament Association of America will be joining us today to answer those questions and more. Phil, by the way, is in Phoenix, the site of the Super Bowl and the site of this week's Phoenix Open, and we'll have a couple of questions thrown his way about those two big events as well. Phil Immordino from the Golf Tournament Association of America with us today on Tee to Green. Also, later in the hour, our old buddy Dan Watkins will be here from Ocala, Florida. You know, the Ladies Tour, the LPGA Tour, opened its 2015 season in the United States with a brand new event. It went on this week at the Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club, the Coach Championship. And Dan will update us on that today on Tee to Green.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Can't find us on your local radio station. Can't get us on the internet. If you missed something from today's show, Tee to Green, now available at iHeartRadio Talk. You can find it at iHeartRadio Talk, iHeartRadio.com/talk. Jay and Jerry teeing it up with Phil Immordino as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
GolfDiscount.com is already the best place to find high-quality golf clubs, bags, shoes, and more at the guaranteed lowest prices. Now it's also where you can win a brand-new tailor-made R15 driver. Go to GolfDiscount.com/radio and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. While you're there, you can write product reviews for even more chances to win. That's right, the best place for great golf gear since 1995 just got better. Head to GolfDiscount.com/radio now, and a tailor-made R15 driver could be yours. That's GolfDiscount.com/radio.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wallen Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wallen Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
GolfDiscount.com is already the best place to find high-quality golf clubs, bags, shoes, and more at the guaranteed lowest prices. Now it's also where you can win a brand-new tailor-made R15 driver. Go to GolfDiscount.com/radio and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. While you're there, you can write product reviews for even more chances to win. That's right, the best place for great golf gear since 1995 just got better. Head to GolfDiscount.com/radio now, and a tailor-made R15 driver could be yours. That's golfdiscount.com/radio.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. A little too much snow on the ground here for our liking right now, but we're getting closer and closer to those days when the snow is gone. The sun will be out more permanently, and playing some golf here in Colorado. A couple of days in the 70s earlier this week, though, Jerry. That was nice.
Yeah, or close to it. They have scraped the greens here, but still too much snow other places. People are skiing now anyway.
That's true, especially here in Colorado. Super Bowl weekend, big game later today. Coming up later in the hour, Dan Watkins will join us from Ocala, Florida. Dan's been out covering that first LPGA event that was played in the mainland this year, and it's a brand new tournament on the LPGA Tour, the Coates Championship at the Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. And Dan's been out there all week following that. It was actually an event that went Wednesday through Saturday. They finished yesterday, so Dan will tell us all about what happened out there. Our first guest is joining us from, ironically, where they're playing the Super Bowl today, the Valley of the Sun, the Phoenix, Arizona area. He is with the Golf Tournament Association of America. That's an organization that tracks golf tournaments around the country. As I mentioned in the open, if you're a golfer, you probably play in a tournament or a few of these tournaments a year, whether it be at your golf club, whether it be for some charity in your community, in your city or town, or whether it just be as simple as a fundraiser for maybe your local high school golf team or your girls' soccer team or the football team. Golfers play in these events to the tune of nearly $1 million a year. And Phil Immordino and the Golf Tournament Association of America tracks all the goings-on with these kind of events. Phil joining us right now. Back on Tee to Green, by the way, for the first time in a while. Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, being out there in Phoenix, have you been out to the Phoenix Open this week?
Yeah, we stopped by, but it's been a little bit rainy, a little bit miserable. It's not the Valley of the Sun this week. It's been the Valley of the Clouds, but it looks like it's going to be a great day today.
Were you there for the TTM, the Total Tiger Meltdown?
Well, I tell you what, thank goodness I wasn't. Went out there and saw him come back on Thursday, but Friday was just not fun, so I couldn't do it in person, but I saw a little bit of it on TV.
Yeah, I imagine, it was 2008, I think, when the Super Bowl was last in Glendale, and it coincided, of course, with the Phoenix Open, and the buzz in that part of Arizona just had to be fantastic back then. And are you kind of re-experiencing that again this week?
This town is insane, as you can imagine, because right now it's already prime season, so winter visitors come from all over the country. But then you add the Super Bowl, you add the Pro Bowl, you add the Phoenix Open. It's a nightmare. It's just, the traffic is crazy, lines are everywhere, but it's great for the community. It's great for the town, and we're getting a lot of buzz.
Phil, I noticed that the fan fest that ties into the Super Bowl was actually in Scottsdale, which is completely on the other side of town from where the stadium is. Is that partly because of their fact that the tournament was there and that Scottsdale has more places available for something like that than Glendale does?
Well, I think what happens in our community is when something this major comes to town, they like to spread the wealth. And if you do everything out where the Super Bowl is, it keeps everything on the west side. But I think the whole community's involved. Every city's involved. Scottsdale, Tempe, Phoenix, Glendale. And what they do is obviously a year in advance say, hey, we need some traffic over here. We're going to spread a little wealth over here. So there's been activities literally all over this whole valley this last week.
So are you going to the golf tournament today? You're going to go to the Super Bowl? Or you're just going to veg out on the couch?
Well, got a lot of writing to do. I'm determining which is gets me most excited. I'm definitely going to watch the golf on television, possibly going to go out. Super Bowl, there's several parties, and just have to make the decision which one has the less crowd.
Tough call.
<That's right.
laughs> Nice to have that problem, though.
What a horrible day he's got planned here.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Phil Immordino is with us. The Golf Tournament Association of America tracks the goings-on in the golf tournament industry. Phil, how long has the GTAA been around, and how long have you been doing this?
Well, the GTAA was formed about 15 years ago. But I've been fortunate enough to be involved in the golf tournament industry for about 25 years. So what I was doing prior to that is pretty much the same thing, but I saw the need for an association. There was no association for the golf tournament industry. So decided to put that together a few years ago, 15 years ago, and it's been growing ever since. The industry, you know, took a little dip during the downturn of the economy, but back on track, growing and flourishing.
Yeah, before that downturn, there were over a million golf outings with 40 players or more. Now it's around 850,000, and it's going back. So it is coming back, isn't it?
It definitely is coming back, and I think it all boils down to a parallel in the economy. When people, you know, golf, let's face it, is discretionary income. So when people want to have a little extra money, they're going to play a little bit more golf. But I see it growing. I see it getting back, and I see, you know, promoters and planners more optimistic these last this last year.
Good source of fundraising. What sort of who are the people who are doing tournaments these days, or is it kind of widespread?
Well, it is widespread, but you're finding obviously 90% of the golf tournaments are fundraisers. So you're going to include everything from the major charities like Salvation Army, Make-A-Wish, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, two associations. Every industry has an association, and obviously a lot of chambers of commerce, Rotary Clubs, that type of thing. But what you're finding also is a lot of corporations are planning events and then tying a charity element to it. So, you know, more and more people want to give back to their community, and I think it makes the golfers and sponsors feel a little better about it.
Phil, when you talk about corporations, a lot of times they'll take a bunch of their people to a location. I mean, the Broadmoor here is a perfect example, and then they will have some sort of corporate outing. Now, something like that may not be charity-tied, but is that the type of thing that you track also?
We definitely track that. It's a little bit harder to track because, again, their motivation is different. I would say 10% of golf outings out there are corporate, and their motivation is more to entertain, more to you know, pull their employees and managers together, as well as their customers. So a little harder to track, but they're definitely out there. And again, as I mentioned, some of them will bring out customers, raise a little bit of money, and put some towards charity. But the real focus is entertaining customers.
Yeah, it's all good. Your press release says the average golf course hosts around 50 events per year. That's a lot. Is that number going up or down?
Well, again, it's starting to build back up. It was higher a few years ago, probably closer to 55, 56, and then it dipped down to about 47, 48. But I think now it's, again, climbing, which is the good news for golf courses. But what I'm finding is the golf course has got to work harder these days to get that business. Before, it just kind of came, and now we're sensing golf courses are getting creative and working harder to get that business. But at the same time, you know, when you use that number, keep in mind there are some golf courses that host 200-300 events a year.
Yeah.
And then there's some golf courses that don't host any at all. So that's a kind of across the board. And really about 5,000 to 6,000, 7,000 golf courses are really, really active in going after tournament business.
We are talking big business, too. Over $4 billion for worthwhile causes in the U.S. each year is raised through golf tournaments and golf events. The average fundraising event raises $5,000 after expenses. So it's worth your while to get involved in these events if you want to raise some money.
Well, that's the fun thing about what we do is we now can take the day off work, play golf, give money to a good cause, and call it work. And call it networking. So
perfect.
You know, that, yeah, exactly. So we can feel better about playing hooky and have a great time.
Yeah. Also, from your release, some events raise as little as $1,000. Some of the big events, you're talking like $250,000.
Well, you've got to include some of the bigger events. I mean, you know, the Phoenix Open, which is obviously right here, right now. They tell me, or they're in their press releases, they're about to reach $10 billion over their lifespan of giving back to charity. So even their focus is on the competition, they're still giving back to the community. So if you average those in, that's what brings it up. But, you know, it doesn't take anything away from the soccer club down the street
sure.
who raises $1,000 for uniforms and their tickled pink. So,
yeah.
But the key is the potential. And every charity out there needs to realize that they have big potential.
Gotta love it. That's Phil Immordino. Phil, stick around on the other side. We're going to continue talking about the golf tournament industry getting back on track in the good old USA with Phil Immordino, the Golf Tournament Association of America, with us today here on Tee to Green. Be right back.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360. If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. All teachers have certain philosophies, and I have two in particular. One of mine is the right-hand grip for a right-handed golfer. Too strong of a right-hand grip where people get it too much in the palm, where their right hand is too far underneath. What that's going to do is shut the face at the top of your swing, and you're going to have to manufacture the squareness of your club face and impact, and that way you're going to slide and do all kinds of crazy things with your lower body in order to square the face. I want you to get it more in the fingers of the right hand, get your right thumb over the top a little more. 11 o'clock on your grip as you look straight down. If noon is right down the middle of the club, I want it over at 11. This will help you square the club naturally and not have to artificially square it at impact. The second is left hip rotation. Your belt buckle is always your barometer for ball flight. So wherever your belt buckle ends up is where the ball will likely go.
For more on hitting the ball long and strong off the tee, be sure to visit teetogreenradio.com or check in with your local PGA professional.
Broadcasting beyond the boundaries of local radio, it's Tee to Green, the golf show. We're live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Link to that through our website, teetogreenradio.com. Speaking of our website, check us out and like us on Facebook as well at teetogreenradio.com. You can find us at iHeartRadio Talk. If you've got the TuneIn app, we're there. We are everywhere. Good radio is live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Dan Watkins joining us later in the hour from Ocala, Florida, and the site of that first big ladies event in the U.S. this year, the Coates Carriers Championship at Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Golf Club. Like the name. We continue with Phil Immordino, who's with us from the Golf Tournament Association of America. That's an organization that for almost 20 years now has been tracking the golf tournament industry in the U.S. We're not talking about the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour. We're talking about tournaments that you and I play in, to fundraisers, maybe it be, whether it be for your local golf club, fundraiser for your local high school teams, whatever. There are currently nearly a million of those events that go on every year, generating over $4 billion for causes in the U.S. each year. Phil, let's talk about the entry fee. What does it cost? What's the average cost for golfers to play in these events around the country?
Well, the average entry fee for a charity golf tournament is $150. But obviously there's ones that are much bigger. You can pay thousands of dollars, and then you can pay $45. So it really just depends on you know, how big the tournament is, where it's located, what the cause is, and how big the organization is.
Yeah, I like those $45. That's
Well, you know, it's funny because people think that the registration fees make people a lot of money, and they don't. Whether it's $45 or $250, ideally the registration fees cover the expenses of the tournament, where the profit really is in the sponsorship and the options and the games and contests.
Yeah. So how many people do you want to get in your tournament to make money?
Well, again, it's not a matter of how many people. That's the interesting fallacy is, well, again, registration fees cover the expense. But at the same time, the more golfers you have, the more opportunity you have for bigger sponsors, more money for auctions, more money for games and contests. So a sellout is technically 144. But anything between 120 and 144 is considered a sellout. But the average tournament these days only has about 72 players.
Okay.
But, Phil, when you're talking 144, that's kind of crowding the golf course. I mean, I've having worked at golf courses, it seems to me that if you're over 128 players out there at a time, you're kind of stressing things. Do you not feel that way?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I'd rather have a tournament at 120, 128 to make it flow nice and smooth without delay of game. Golfers are not happy when it takes over 5 hours to play a round.
Yeah, and usually you're playing a scramble or something like that, right? Is that the most popular format?
Definitely scrambles are the most popular, but I'm finding that for golfers who are more advanced or play more often, you know, we don't like scrambles. We like best ball formats and modified scrambles, so there's a lot of ways to look at a tournament to not only let the golfers have more fun, but also to expedite play.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, expediting play and having some fun, and they kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
Absolutely, and golfers will have more fun if they're – and it's not a matter of the long round, it's a matter of waiting. You know, we get in this groove, and we want to hit the ball and go and hit the ball and go. We don't want to wait 5 minutes for the group ahead of us.
One of the things the GTAA also did some research into is why golfers play in these kind of tournaments, and there's a lot of reasons, aren't there?
Well, there is, but we could spend an hour just talking about them. But really, the bottom line is your buddy asks you. I mean, you got to have a good tournament, you got to have a good cause, you got to have a good golf course. But the reason I'm going to play in a tournament is because my buddy wants me to play. So the tournament planner better have their a nice format, nice golf course, but they better have friends asking friends.
Phil, I would also think that there are a lot of courses out there. They might be public or private courses or certain, resort or higher-end courses that, hey, this might be the only chance in my life that I can play this location, so I'm going to do it and I'm going to throw some money at some cause.
Well, more and more private golf courses need revenue also. They're losing members, so they're opening up play not only on Mondays, but now maybe a day or two during the week. So, yeah, golf courses need the revenue. So if you're a charity, I would start knocking on the door of some of these private clubs because they're not only anxious for your business, but, yeah, it's a special treat. Golfers love to play it, and they're more apt to play that than the typical public course down the street.
Boy, that's a great point. And, of course, one of the other reasons we saw on your list, there's always that goodie bag.
Well, let's face it, us golfers love, all kinds of fun stuff, shirts, hats, balls, gloves. And so one of the reasons we play is to go get that really cool goodie bag. So the tournament planner, they need to spend some time putting together a good goodie bag, some good stuff, and obviously looking for some great prices, but getting the items sponsored so they don't have to pay for it.
I got like 10,000 golf hats. What are the most popular of the traditional gift prizes and goodie bag stuff?
Yeah, but don't you love those golf hats? We all have a collection of golf hats. I just had to throw out this week about 50 of them. They were all dirty and crumbly, but how long I held on to them. I still got another 50 in my closet. But, hats are still popular. Shirts are popular. Balls, towels, and gloves are still typically the most popular because those are the things that we use, to play golf. But I'm finding some other fun stuff out there. There's all kinds of promotional items that us golfers love to get. As long as we're walking away with something of quality that we're going to use, I think that's the key.
Yeah, give me something. Give me anything that I'm walking away with. One of are there any kind of non-traditional cutting-edge gifts out there?
Well, lately, especially the high corporate outings, these little mini pads are popular, and I'm finding a lot of the, banks are putting on stuff and giving out crystal and stuff that, that you can take home to your wife, and the wife gets happy, and now she says, yeah, go to that tournament and get me some crystal.
Phil, one of the things that sometimes you can actually tell this if you're at a tournament is how well it's organized and whether these people are new at it or they've been at it a dozen years or so. A good tournament needs a good committee, whether it be three people or a dozen people working on it. If I'm new at this, can I come to your group for some assistance in any of those ways?
Absolutely. And, when you say a committee from 3 to 12, I recommend 12. Because three people are going to get overwhelmed. Three people are going to be so busy that they don't work on any area effectively. So the more people on your committee, the better. And again, it's all about relationships, friends asking friends. So that's the place to start. We've got a lot of free stuff. Membership to our organization is free. So if they go to gtaweb.org, they're going to get free newsletters. They get a free planning guide, free checklist. So a lot of free stuff. If they really, really want to grow their event, they can use some of our consultants. We have certified consultants around the country who are pros in taking events to the next level, so they have that opportunity. But we have books and DVDs, and we do free seminars around the country, and we have weekly newsletters. So there's all kinds of tips that we can help with, you know, take that event to the next level.
Boy, you guys do it, and you do it right. That's the Golf Tournament Association of America, GTAAweb.org, for more information. Phil Immordino has been our guest. Phil, thanks for doing this today on short notice, and we really appreciate it. Great job, and keep up the good work at the GTAA.
Appreciate it, guys, and have me back anytime. Love to do it.
Okay, we will definitely get you back. That's Phil Immordino from the Golf Tournament Association of America. That website again, GTAAweb.org. Dan Watkins standing by in Ocala, Florida. He's going to update us on what went on there this week at the Coates Championship, the RL Carriers Championship at the Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Golf Club in Ocala. That's next on Tee to Green.
GolfDiscount.com is already the best place to find high-quality golf clubs, bags, shoes, and more at the guaranteed lowest prices. Now it's also where you can win a brand-new tailor-made R15 driver. Go to GolfDiscount.com/radio and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. While you're there, you can write product reviews for even more chances to win. That's right, the best place for great golf gear since 1995 just got better. Head to GolfDiscount.com/radio now, and a tailor-made R15 driver could be yours. That's GolfDiscount.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E Water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me. Had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, and today I want to talk to you about instruction and how to get a little better around the short game. There comes a time in everybody's golf game when instruction is necessary, and what we tell people here is learn how to hit shots. And what we mean by that is where your weight is. Where do you have your weight? Is it evenly distributed? Are you leaning forward? The ball played back in the stance, forward in the stance? Also, where are your hands? Are they covering your left knee? Are they in the middle of your stance? Are they held at the ball? So on and so forth. Get a little instruction to find out how to hit a flop shot, how to play the ball back and hit a ball down into the wind or chip it low and hard to an uphill pin. Also, how to hit a ball out of the bunker where you get it up quicker, where you use a little more hands, things of that nature. And again, I want to encourage everybody to get a little instruction as to how to hit shots at a certain point in their game.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
From the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff with you. Scott Cuddy, best producer in the business at the controls in our San Francisco studios today. This is America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. And as I say that, I'm reminded that our next guest was one of the original guys on Tee to Green many, many years ago. It's been a while since we've had Dan Watkins back on our show, but Dan's had it tough all week. He's been in Ocala, Florida. He's been following the best female golfers in the world around at the Coates Championship at Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Golf Club. It's the first event in the mainland in the 2015 LPGA Tour. They started their season a while back with some overseas events here in the U.S., and it was actually a Wednesday through Saturday tournament this week, and it wrapped up yesterday. And Dan is with us to tell us what happened. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jay. How are you today?
Not bad. How was the golf this week?
The golf was great. The weather could have cooperated a little better. A week ago Saturday, they played for 2 spots in a qualifier. And actually, one of the qualifiers ended up being tied for second. Hanan Yang, she led the tournament right off the bat with a 67 and a 65 in the first two rounds. And then on the third round, she kind of came back to the field with a 71, but was in the hunt on Sunday as well. But it was a great golf course there, basically Golden Ocala. I played it many years ago before it's been upgraded. But it replicates 8 holes from some of the finest golf courses, basically Augusta, Royal Troon, Ballestrel, and St. Andrews. A lot of heavily bunkered greens. The greens have numerous tiers, and so if you spray the ball with the tee as well, you've got a lot of moss-draped oaks that line the fairway that can come into play. So, but it was a great 120-person field that took play yesterday, and with hopes in the time winning the tournament. So
it seems like there were actually kind of two big stars or two big facets of the event. One, the players themselves, and the other, the course itself, with these replica holes modeled after many of the most famous holes in golf. How do you think that played? Did the gals enjoy playing those holes modeled after like the postage stamp or some of the holes at Augusta National?
Most of the players, a couple of them I talked off at the practice tee, basically really enjoyed the golf course. They said they wish they had more courses like that. The ones that really drove the ball well and hit the greens were the ones that scored well there. And of course, Lydia Ko, she's been the hot player on tours last year. And she was just tearing it apart the first two rounds, and really everybody looked at her and didn't think anybody could catch her. So, But it was it's a great golf course. You know, Florida's most of the courses are flat and hill with a few bunkers around it. This is in 1,200 acres of horse country and hilly, wooded areas, so that basically the course plays very difficult.
Dan, I almost got to play Golden Ocala about 20 years ago before the new ownership and when it was still public. I ended up playing at Silver Spring Shores instead, if you know where that is locally there. The greens that are looked a little different on TV. There's a hybrid Bermuda grass that they're using now, and on TV it comes across as kind of a purplish gray this time of year. Did they put that in when they redid the course a few years back?
I believe they did. Yes, they added it to that, and yes, it is that purpley kind of look to it. The greens putted very, very well. I mean, there was no complaints at all about that with the players. Most of it in the bunkers, I know a lot of the people on the inside of that golf course, and they took every bit of sand out of all the bunkers during the course of the last 6 to 8 months and replaced it all with beach sand. And basically, you got in a bunker, you had a lie that basically you had to get out of. So there was a lot of... I watched one group that came through. All three of them basically had bunker shots out of there because there was so many bunkers around the number nine, especially. That's a very tough golf hole.
Dan Watkins with us from Ocala, Florida, at the Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club in Ocala. Dan, the second part of the name there, the Equestrian Club, you mentioned something about Florida horse country. How's that brought into play here?
Well, they have a place for horse. This be changed over the last 20 years, of course, and it has evolved in that with a lot of the horse breeders, farms, that kind of thing, are in Ocala. It is a little cooler up in that part of the country, and it's from a dividing line of I-4 in Orlando, 60 miles north. It changed up to 10 degrees. In fact, they had two or three frosties that they had to wait until that got off. They could play, so it delayed some of the play there. But the there is a horse farm there and a equestrian farm. They have a full-service pool. It's just a whole amenities. If you live in that community, you can take place of all of that. And more and more people are gravitating to Ocala because of that and a lot of other great golf courses in that Ocala area.
You talked about Lydia Ko and the great tournament she had, but she didn't win it. I thought she had it in the bag. I was surprised to see that Ko did not win that event. What happened?
Well, basically, going on to 17, she hit her tee shot into the right side bunker, and she tried a hybrid out of that, and unfortunately, I don't know if the lie was bad or she just made a poor swing, but basically ended up in the trees on the right, and she had to chip out from there and ended up double bogeying the hole, which basically put her one shot behind going into 18. And, of course, you know, 18's a good birdie hole and she basically pulled out a three-wood and pulled it and had a bad lie or a chip where the other two basically played into their hands, especially when they Choi had to maybe played it down the middle, one chip on the green, putting for birdie for about 15 feet. And when Ko kind of screwed up the chip and basically put it through the bunker, that was the end of the tournament. And it ended up being hers to win. And after 8 years, I guess she was a little frustrated, but this made it all worth a while for her.
Yeah. Lydia, not yet 18. Is she? She's still 17.
No, 3 months shy of 18, but she did move into the number one world ranking at 17.
Yes, she did. Yeah, she's 17.
Years and 9 months.
In fact, so she wasn't even thinking about second place and being in that position when she got into the scorer's tent. They told her that she was going to be the number one player. And I guess her beautiful smile that she has and her eyes lit up, and she said, "I can't believe it."
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a good moment for her, and she went out and signed a bunch of autographs, as most of the ladies did there.
She was rocking kind of a new look, too. She got rid of the big black rim glasses, new hairstyle, and kind of a new look Lydia Ko, wasn't it?
It sure was, yeah. And she's just a
by most of the players out there. And, of course, you know, at 17, I don't know where you guys were at 17 in your golf game, but I couldn't even think about shooting 65 on any course, let alone unless it was the front nine. So
I was playing putt-putt in my backyard.
Yeah, I like the new look. I don't think those glasses ever that she wore fit her face properly, so I like the contact lens look that she's got going now.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the comments was made to me when I was talking with some of the people on near the course of, you know, she's 17, but and she goes out and loves malts, and as a teenager does, and drinks, has beverages, and goes out and plays and dances. When she gets on the golf course, she's 25, and you better get out of her way. So,
yeah, holy cow, she's just starting out. We're going to see Lydia Ko for a long, long, long time in ladies golf. So, the event, first time event at the Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. A success? Is too early to tell? Is they going to try to make this a regular thing? What's the verdict?
I think they're going to try and make it a regular thing. The success is really good. They weren't sure about it because of a smaller market, but a lot of the LPGA events are in smaller markets. But they anticipated over 40,000 to attend. Yesterday, there was at least 15,000 there, I would believe. It was a good turnout. They followed the leaders all around and other players as well. A great first tee program for the kids. And I was up by the practice range, and they had them up there, and the players were coming down and signing autographs and talking to the kids about ladies golf and how they can get into it and that type of thing. So it was a very, very good event. I think they'll be back there next year.
Yeah, Dan, the Golf Channel did report yesterday that if they didn't get to 20,000, they actually got really close to that yesterday. So that's awesome for the final day of a first-time event for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. And I work part-time in one of the major retailers in golf and fit clubs. And there were said people came in all the time. Where can I get tickets? How can I get to the event? And so we kind of figured it was going to be a good event for them first time out of the box there.
So, Dan, how's it feel to be back on the radio and back on Tee to Green? Kind of like riding a bicycle, right?
Pretty much so, Jay, yes. You know, I don't have a golf resort to offer to you today, but I'm sure I could warm up if we need to. So,
now, if we could ever find Jim Shepherd and get him back on the show, it would be just like the good old days.
There you go. That's for sure.
So what are you up to these days down in Florida? You mentioned working in a golf retail center there.
Yes, I've been working at that for about 7 years now and basically fitting golf clubs. I found that was part of my forte in the golf businesses I've been in for a number of years. And yes, I did golf travel for all those years, but I have a knack for that. My nephew was a teaching pro at one of the courses in Indiana, and I guess that should have been some of my forte as well, but I found I'm very good at it. And I've helped quite a few players change their game by getting different clubs, digging shafts, and knowing a little bit more about the business of playing golf with the equipment.
Dan Watkins, not missing a beat after all these years, back with us today here on Tee to Green. Dan, thanks for doing this for us. Hope you enjoyed the week watching some of the best lady golfers in the world. And enjoy the Super Bowl today.
I sure will. I guess I'm going to go for the Patriots today. How about you guys?
Okay, so we'll talk to you again soon. We won't make it maybe like another 15 years before we get you back.
Sounds good, guys.
Dan Watkins in Ocala, Florida. Jerry is standing by. He's warming up, stretching, doing his exercises.
He'll take
us on tour next as we continue live, Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is Tee to Green.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. This has been a blast today. We're not done yet because Jerry is here to take us on tour.
First LPGA opening event in the state since 2008, the Coates Championship at Golden Ocala. Holes 4 through 6 and 11 through 15 are the tribute holes there.
Replica.
Yes. In fact, they've got their little mini Amen Corner holes. 11 and 12 are based on holes 12 and 13 from Augusta. So Na Yan Choi ended up winning it, as Dan mentioned. She shot a 4 under 68 yesterday, was enough to... jump over a couple gals. Lydia Ko with the double bogey in 17 was her demise. She and Hana Jang and Jessica Korda also, who almost came in and stole that at the end, all finished a shot back at minus 15. The men are at the Waste Management Phoenix Open at TPC Scottsdale. You know, I saw an aerial view of the 16th the other day that I hadn't seen in a while. If you take out the Division I schools, there aren't a lot of college football stadiums that are that big.
It's true.
It's three levels high around the tee now.
Yeah, it is so cool.
My goodness. Martin Laird from Scotland and Colorado State University is your leader at minus 13. He's three better than Hideki Matsuyama, Brooks Koepka, and Zach Johnson. Justin Thomas, who we mentioned a little bit ago, is on a tear here to start off his rookie season. He and Ryan Kalmer and rookie John Rahm are at minus 9, and then there's a group of nine players that are five shots back. So you can go low there. And so a lot of still pretty wide open.
You can go home, too, as Phil and Tiger both do.
You can go home. You can
although
go
Phil
home.
Phil didn't have far to go.
You going to watch the game? I'm obviously going to watch the game.
I love this Super Bowl matchup, and I hate this Super Bowl matchup because I like both teams so much. I want to see the Patriots win, but I want to see Seattle win, too. I'll feel bad for the loser.
I don't know who's going to win like everybody else, but I don't know. The way Seattle pulled that out a couple weeks ago, that almost had destiny written on it. We'll see.
I think I'm kind of swinging Patriots' way here.
I think it's going to be closer than last year.
good call, Jerry. That's why we pay.
I go out on a limb, don't I?
That's why we pay him the big bucks. Thanks to Dan Watkins for joining us today from Ocala, Florida, and thanks to Phil Immordino from the Golf Tournament Association. Association of America. For more information on that and what they do, gtaaweb.org, the website. That'll do it. Jerry's got the show solo next week. Until next time, hit him long, hit him straight.